listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Wonderful time. We're going to interview some of our people here, and we're going to hear from them. So it's going to be amazing. That did in the camp is super amazing. The games, the preaching of the word, the worship, the workshops, the talent show, everything is amazing. I got Pastor Paul who's going to interview some of the people, and then also is going to interview some of our camp director, and also other people that are helping us here. Kids, you're going to hear from all people. Call us on 561-337-9018 for more information about our ministry. And also go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. We have a Facebook and an Instagram. Just type in Apostle, you can find me on Instagram and also Facebook. You can see some of the videos. We can stay interactive. You know, you want to travel with us when we go in this camp. Send your kids. They're going to be impacted and empowered. It's fully amazing. So we're going to talk to one of our camp members here, Sister Melinda. Tell us about camp, why you put camp together, why you help these people come to camp and all the excitement.
Hello, everybody. Well, why do I put camp together and get all these people together? Well, it's about the soul, about how many people we can reach to be able to evangelize, to be able to have the young adults, the youth, the kids come and experience God, the worship, the games, the activities that we do here at camp. We've been doing this camp for over 12 years, so every soul matters, and it's an experience outside of the regular routine day. It's 1 week out of the whole year that the kids get to be kids and seek after God and be able to worship and have fun and enjoy themselves.
How long have you been doing this camp for Power Evangelism?
I've been doing this for 12 years.
It's amazing, and God has blessed you with a husband and also a handsome young boy here called Wyatt, who's trying to mimic everything we do. Born as a prophetic word that was spoken over you and the way the Lord moved in your life supernaturally. Can you share a testimony of what God did for you when you were pregnant, how the enemy attacked you? You shared this yesterday, but some people are hearing and wondering, wow, why are you doing this for 12 years? What are you getting out of it? God has used you to impact thousands of young people. Just share with us the testimony of what God did for you.
What God did for me, as the apostle was saying, my son, when I was pregnant with him, I had hyperemesis, and the later stages of my pregnancy, I ended up having Bell's palsy. With the hyperemesis, I had to be on a pump that was giving me medicine 24/7. So at night, during the day, it was connected to me. I had to be pushed in a wheelchair. I was throwing up, very sick, in bed rest. I almost looked quiet several times because the enemy wanted to kill him in my womb. But Apostle prayed for me while I was in camp last year, 2017, and I was able to have Wyatt, healthy baby boy, no problems, complications. With the Bell's palsy, half of my face went numb. I couldn't taste. I couldn't close my eyes. I couldn't move my face. I had to put an eye patch on the eye in order for me to sleep. So God has done so much for me. Why do I do the youth camp, and why I've been doing this for 12 years? That is my testimony. That is my reason, because without youth camp, without this church, I would not have my son, and I would not be alive.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's amazing here. We're going to interview some of the kids here. Come here, Naomi. Tell us, what do you think about camp? You enjoy it?
Yes. That's experience. It was good because I like the games, and I dodged by the best because the lights were off and the clothes were lighting up and stuff.
Moses, you got to come next year?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Also, we're going to interview Francesca here on our radio program. Come on, tell us what you enjoy the most about camp. I know you're on the zip line today, and you're on the fun. You say every time you come, you're going to do the zip line. Tell us your name and tell us how you heard about camp and what you enjoy about it.
What I enjoy about camp is the water slide in the pool and sunfish, and I enjoy zip lining.
She knows that she's been zip lining, and she enjoyed all the services and all the activities she's doing. And she was dancing yesterday. Tell us what inspired you to dance like that. You did a good dance yesterday. You danced very good yesterday. Tell us
what motivated you to become a dancer and how you became a good dancer like that.
I became a good dancer like this because I practice. Every time I practice, I get better and I get better at it.
Thank you so much, Francesca. That's a powerful testimony. And Maya, you like camp?
Yes.
You gonna come next year?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. I love the teaching more.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And you love to dance too?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna come next year?
Yes.
That's amazing. So all of you kids you have there, Anaya and Esther, love camp, and Naomi. Jemai, you love camp? He just nodded, yeah. He's shy.
Sir, talk to us about camp.
I know you've been here multiple times. What do you enjoy the most? And I know you do work professionally with kids. And talk to parents that are out there as well. Can I really send my kids? You as a professional, tell them really why you think they should send kids to camp.
Camp is a great experience for all the kids. Therefore, we break things down in a level where they can understand and how God functions and how God moves and how they can practice. And even if they come against any kids that tell them God is not real, in a way that they can share the message and help them and share what they learned and how they learned it while they have fun with each and every single person that they encounter. And we help them to show a way how to spread the message and how to be playful in a good way, and not hurting each other and saying bad things and stuff like that. And they have fun, and we enjoy teaching them the word, and we break it down to their level. So, and we ask them and have them give us feedback and how what experiences they encounter in school, and they tell us of things that people have said to them and what kids have said, and that this is what they say and this is what they will say and what they will take back from what we told them and share with the rest of the children. So far, it's powerful. I've been here for 4 years now, and it's been so powerful, and especially watching these kids grow, it has been amazing, and watching how they've developed, and dancing, and singing, and the talents that they have, that they use for God, and not for anything else, and choose to give it to God, and worship God through singing, and dancing, gymnastics, and art, and anything that God has placed on their heart to do, they use it to give God the glory with it.
So I know you work with the public schools, and tell us what you do, because I know you work in a professional area. Tell us what you do in this.
I am, my title is a primary prevention coordinator. What that is I teach children about healthy relationships, and I teach them about bullying and stuff like that. Like if they come, if somebody is bullying them, or if you witness anybody bullying them, how to tell an adult and how to reach someone else and let them know this is what they've seen in healthy ways where they can be like, this is not okay, you cannot do that, and how they can turn away from bullying and anything that will harm them.
I appreciate that. She's a professional, and she's certified in what she's doing in the nation, and also she's been able to help us here at the camp, helps us with our Sunday school, volunteering, a professional and a talent for the kingdom. So parents, want to encourage you to send your kids to our camp. They're going to really be blessed. We have a great team. We want to get our professionals and people that are disciplined, and they love the Lord, and they have a Christ approach in helping kids. Because, you know, raising up children in America requires a lot of faith, patience, and also commitment. And these people love children, and they really devote hours, and they invest, and they do as volunteers, and they're really such a blessing. That helps us keep the cost down for people to take all kinds of kids to camp. And every year we take kids to these camps and retreats. They're extremely blessed, God touching them as they worship, as they minister. They like to work together. We do team games. We do activities. And one of our games coordinator here, Sister Danette, is going to talk to us. She also has worked with the city in Barrow Beach with several programs. And she's also a blessing. You know, ministry since she was young, and now she's a mother with two kids. Talk to us. Tell us about camp and your life and what God has done for you.
I've been coming to camp since I was 18, and I enjoyed camp, and Apostle poured into my life, and now it's a blessing for me to be coordinating these games and pouring back into these kids' lives. The kids had a lot of fun this year. We did a lot of different games. We did a flip-and-side pool, glow-in-the-dark dodgeball, which was extremely fun, and we had a little kids' version today, and the kids loved it, and they played basketball as well. The kids have learned a lot this year. Apostle and other speakers taught about faith and, you know, how to walk in Christ and how to come against battles that you'll come against in schools, peer pressure and everything like that. So the kids definitely learned this year, and they had a lot of fun, and we're still having fun at this moment, and we're going to be going home soon.
These kids, I know you worked a long time. You worked in the city of Barrow Beach and helping out kids. Tell us about this, you know, the experience of doing.
In the ministry, I learned working, coordinating with kids from camp and everything, and then I was able to work with the city of Barrow Beach, coordinating our camps there at the city of Barrow Beach, and also we had like. Oktoberfest and stuff like that, and I definitely learned from what Apostle poured into my life, and I've been able to get good jobs from what we learned from the man of God. So I'm definitely receiving from the ministry, and these kids are receiving as well, and I tell every parent to bring their kids to camp, because I was in camp when I was 18 years old, and now I'm 30 years old, and I'm still coming to camp, so send your kids to camp.
That's amazing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to also hear from Samantha. Just talk to us. Tell us why you came to camp. Bring your family here and do your professionalism.
I came to camp because the experience coming around, everybody fellowshipping, learning new things from the panel workshop, and learning to communicate in, you know, team games. And so I like to come in the atmosphere with my family because we get to meet new people and learn about new states and all of that. And the preaching is awesome, and all the kids pressing in, and the service. And it's just a blessing to come out to your camp and learn, and also opening your faith to new things and experiencing new things, because the atmosphere is so open, and there's nobody judging you. It's all young people that's dealing with the same thing you deal with. So it's a very exciting experience coming to
your team. And I know you have mothers out there. You work with people that have been through abuse. So what would you encourage parents out there to think that, you know, should I send my kids here? What do you think here that them being raised up and, you know, on the assignment? You've been on our program. So talk to us, the parents out there.
So working in my work, sir, I do work with women and children, has been in domestic violence. So the experience they experience. So I recommend any situation that you go through in life, it don't matter what it is, it's always good to send your kids to, you know, experience a positive, different atmosphere where they're not being judged or they're not feeling that they're being hurt. So coming out here or sending your kids, all different ages, even young adults, coming to experience a different atmosphere is such a blessing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's an amazing thing. We're going to talk to Wendy. We're going to talk to Sister Batunia. Tell us what you think of camp. I know you came with your son here, and how you love it.
Well, camp is amazing. It's a great experience for me to come here with my son, and I have a lot of fun.
And it's a great opportunity to come here and to get closer to God and worship and focus on the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for this powerful testimony. It's amazing. You had fun. Naomi, talk to Eva. Talk to us. You came here. How old are you?
I'm 7.
Yes,
sir. Did you love them? Yeah. It's fun and it's amazing. You gotta come to camp next year because it's so much fun and amazing and very awesome.
Praise the Lord. We're going to get some more people here and we'll give praise to God because of what he's doing. It's an amazing experience to have all of you guys come to camp. And we have a little man here called Isaac, but he's too young to talk. He's just enjoying himself. We're going to interview others. We're going to have Wendy talk to us here. Tell us about camp, Sister Wendy. What do you enjoy about camp and all the activities here?
Hello. I enjoyed camp this year because it's just the atmosphere, it's a piece of it. It's like no other. We had such an amazing teaching as far as the panels, workshops. Even now, I've been going to camp since it started, and I haven't missed one, and I've still learned so much in this camp. It's righteousness and just everything about it, just the peace of it, the joy of it, even the activities with the youth and just having fun and enjoying ourselves. Worship was amazing, and everything was just great. Don't miss it next time. It will be a blessing to your life.
Thank you so much, Sister Wendy, for talking to us about camp. We give God praise. Hey, Samaria, come here. I saw you dancing in camp yesterday. Samaria, I saw you dancing in camp yesterday. So tell us, who teach you how to dance like that, and why do you dance for the Lord?
Yes. My mom. Yes.
And where are your sisters? Just
looking? Yes.
That's all right. You going to come next to the camp?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. God bless you. It was a lot of fun to have all these people in camp here. What a mighty God we serve. So we're going to continue to interview some more people. And we give God praise for this amazing experience we have in. Our upcoming crusade is going to be at a private center and a confession center September the 13th and 14th. Go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. And we're going to have powerful manifestations of the Holy Ghost, exciting experiences of God's glory. And what God is going to be doing is amazing. So I bless the Lord and his praise with what he was in my heart 24/7. Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. We've been talking to girls, but now we're going to go talk to boys. I'm going to hand you over to Pastor Brother, and I'm going to interview some of the guys here. We're going to talk to you on this golf cart, and we're going to hand out and interview the guys in the other section, because we keep girls in different sections. So I interview the ladies, so he's going to go interview the guys in their section. So he's going to hear him talk to you right now, and give you an update. Our website is www.evangelism.net. Praise the Lord, Apostle Solly. What a great interview Apostle Solly did. I'm here with little Jonathan. We're going to go over to the boys' side. But we want to that. Don't forget, we're in Iowa having an awesome time. You don't want to miss Extreme Camp next year. This has been a life-changing experience from everything going on. Don't forget, Apostle Solly is going to be in the Palm Beach County Convention Center September the 13th and 14th. Two nights of miracles. It's free to come to. So if you want to come experience that, you don't want to miss it. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring the sick, bring the oppressed. Bring those who want to grow in their faith, and bring those who want to grow more in Jesus. Your life will never be the same. We're here with Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, you just got the zip line. Tell us what's your funnest part of camp been and what you're looking forward to before you go back to Florida.
Learning about God. Worshiping.
Awesome.
you enjoyed the worship, you enjoyed the word. That's amazing. And how old are you?
10.
10 years old. You heard that from a 10-year-old. He loves worship. He loves the word. And what was your favorite activity you've done so far?
Zip lining.
Zip line. Awesome. Did you see the beautiful valleys and mountains in the... Enjoy that?
Yes.
What would you tell other 10-year-olds that are out there listening and their family why they should come to Power Evangelism Youth Camps in the future?
To have extreme faith and learn about God.
Have extreme faith and learn about God. Wow, that's amazing. Coming from the mouth of a 10-year-old. That is amazing. So we're going to go interview some more guys here. We're in Iowa. This has been an amazing time. Like we said, we did this more about Jesus. So we're coming in the boys' side right now. We're live on radio right now, so we're going to ask some guys. Hey, Deshaun, how old are you?
I'm all good.
Good, but how old are you?
Oh, I'm 15.
He almost forgot his age, guys. He's having so much fun. So what has been your fun part of the camp so far?
Preaching's in the workshop.
Preaching in the workshop. He does our camera crew. He's on editing. He's a future editor. That's awesome. All right. What about you? This is Emmanuel. They call him 16. What has been your funnest part of the camp so far? What have you loved the most about it?
I love getting close to God, and I love the activity.
Cool, getting close to God. That's amazing. What's your favorite activity?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Did you win?
Yeah, team won. Red team won.
Team. So we did this quick dodgeball. It's like blow in the dark, or you put on the vest.
It's really neat.
Thank you so much. What are you on? Are you really 16 or are you 17?
18. I'm
17, but his nickname is 16. His name's Emmanuel, and that's cool. So what do you want to tell your friends back home in high school, back in the Palm Beach County area, South Florida, Treasure Coast? What do you want to tell them about coming to camp next year, Power Evangelism Youth Camp, why they should come?
It helps you get close to God. It helps you get close to the Bible. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, we're here with Mr. Daniello D. He goes to school in Orlando now, grew up in our youth ministry. Daniel, tell us what made you come to camp and what you've been experienced like this time.
Great. Every year is always a good year. I started going to youth camp ever since I was like probably 13, 14 years old. Right now I'm 24, and I like 10 years. Yeah, so it's amazing. The experience and, you know, secluding yourself away from the world and, you know, work, going to school, you know, focusing on God is just the only thing you're doing out here. Other than activities is the best thing to do, especially if you have your relationship strong with Him. So, honestly, I recommend everybody to come through. Next year's going to be better. If you're trying to come through, come through.
Awesome. So, that's it. You've got a 13-year-old. You know, we're on the girls' side. The guys are a little more louder than the girls are. So, we have the guys' section. So, this is Brother Serge. So, Brother Serge, you've been coming to camp. How old were you when you first came to camp?
I was 14 years old.
How old are you now?
I am 21. Let me stop. I'm
really at heart.
I'm 29.
He was 14. He was 29 years old. He came to ministry. That's amazing. So we've been in camp for 12 plus years. So, question: what did you enjoy about this camp, in a spiritual perspective and also the fun perspective?
It's changing. It's not changing. I mean, I feel like this is one of the best because the pointers that Apostle used and then the examples. And the testimonies as well enlightened me. Also, it's a life-changing and also fun things, growing, bonding with each other.
Growing, bonding with other brothers and sisters in the Lord, being close to your brothers here at camp. You know, I know you're married now, but you still make time to be with other youth, be a chaperone now, and be a leader. And you also helped MC the play. The guys put a skit on about a health skit. It's really unique, and it's a very short amount of time. And put it together last night for the youth, and he was with MC, and I did a great job. I see the maturity in you. What makes you do that, and what makes you keep coming to camp every year, even though you're a chaperone now? You're not just a couple like you used to be. Now you're actually chaperoning and helping us.
Amen. Thank you very much for that question. What got me to the point of doing is understanding that kids die every day of not knowing Christ, not just only kids, adult as well. And my point of it was to reach the lost ones out there to let them know that if you reject Christ, and Christ will reject you as well. And going based off the scripture, you know, if you reject Christ before men, then Christ will reject you. So just letting by doing that and coming out with that, it was all God's plan. I thank God for that. And it's just to show people out there in the world that, you know, you need Jesus in your life. And if you don't have him, you're just a piece of time. I'll put it that way. Amen.
So, do you want to say anything to your wife back home on your watch list?
I love you, boo-boo.
His wife's back home. His wife's back home. So, each year, sacrificing God. So, I got Brother Watson here. Brother Watson's part of our team. He's been. How long have you been coming? Just before you first started coming to PEM programs?
And week first.
How old were you then?
I believe I was like 8, 9
years old. How old are you now?
21.
What makes you come to camp and what do you enjoy most of this camp?
Man, the worship. Everything's good. If you ain't come, you missed out. Hope you can make it next time.
Enjoy the worship. That's amazing. Grow closer to God. And also, what activities do you enjoy the most?
Dodgeball.
That's a popular one because it's something you get to do all the time. You have that. So it's been fun with you. Going to that dodgeball is a very fun thing to do. So thank you, Watson. He's been coming to, he's part of the basketball program at our church basketball team and stuff like that. Make sure the guys are organized and they come and play dunks, shots. So you're here today, Wendell. When did you first start coming to camp? How old were you then?
I believe I was 13.
How old are you now?
23 now.
23 now, wow. So what makes you keep coming to camp and what did you enjoy most about this camp?
Just being away from home and being in the atmosphere of God is just, it's a privilege just to connect with him and friends and the guys and just grow in the Lord. It's just an opportunity you don't want to miss out on.
Awesome. So bonding with your brothers in Christ, having time to spend time with your guys that love the Lord and then kind of grow your relationship with those guys and the Lord at the same time. That's awesome. And so what is it different? There's less distraction at camp than there is like in everyday life. So what could you tell people that maybe they're thinking about coming to a Power Venture camp or like, they're on the fence? Maybe I should come, maybe I shouldn't come, or next year maybe I should sign up. What should you tell those people out there listening?
I would say those people out there listening, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. You don't want to miss it. It could change your life, the wisdom and the word that the man of God preaches. It's life-changing. It can not only change your life, but your family's life and launch you into your destiny. So if you get an opportunity and you can make it, just come. It's a life-changer. Transforms you from the inside out. And God is good.
Well, you heard of some of the young people. We're going to interview some more guys here. I have Brandon here. This is I call him the Flash. He's good at passionate football. How old are you, Brandon?
15.
It's your first camp?
Yeah.
Did I come again?
Yeah.
Well, what are your experience that you like the most in the camp so far?
Getting closer to God and spending time with my brothers.
Closer to God with the brothers. That's awesome. So you got to grow spiritually. First time ever coming to camp, you know what he's supposed to do. And grow with his brothers in Christ, grow those guys. Hang out with them. And also, what was the other thing that you really enjoyed? I know you had a mean crossover. Basketball, football. You might see this guy on ESPN one day. You never know. God has great plans for his life. Keep following Jesus. Thank you, man. All right, we're here with Lawrence. Lawrence has been in the church's mom for a long time. He's got many talents. Tell us what you enjoyed about camp this year.
Playing football with the guys and basketball and getting closer to God.
Awesome. He hit a game-winning shot the other day. You also did some good things. You're a very good athlete. I hope you know that you have a great gift of acting. You've been acting good for years. What gives you the boldness and the creativity for Jesus on stage like that? Please.
I'm always like, I really make people laugh, and I like acting.
You like creativity, you like the art side of it, creativity and art, that's amazing. So somebody listening out there that maybe doesn't make people laugh like you do and do art stuff, what should you tell them that maybe why should they come to a Power Venture youth camp or a young adult camp in the future?
Be closer to God, to listen to apostle preaching, yeah.
Awesome, so you have no distractions, young people are not so awesome. Thank you, man, appreciate your time, and we'll tell your mom, I love her, I know you do, she's listening back home.
Awesome.
September 13th and 14th, come and listen to the Golf. This is going to be amazing, and we really appreciate you guys. We're going to go on this side over here. We're live on radio, so we're going to interview some more guys here. We interview other guys. We're in the boys section here, the young adults guys. So I'm here with, right now, Mr. Steve.
And Steve,
what?
Tell us how old you are, and how long you become? How long you become in the ministry?
26 years old. Been coming to the ministry since 2012. Took it serious in 2013.
So you've been coming for about 7 years now, since you were 19. So what makes you keep coming back to youth camp every year?
Camp is just a place where you can get away from all your problems and see God, be a part of a lot of activities, interact with different people, and the most important thing is just seeking God.
So what, last night in the talent show, you did a Christian rap that was very, and you wrote the lyrics. What gives you the lyrics about godly lyrics that you can do that and be able to express yourself that way? Where do you get those ideas and creativity from?
The rap was just, that was from God. It was just what I've been going through, how I've been feeling, and just wanted to use my gift and talent to glorify Jesus.
Amen, that's amazing. So what would you say to young people out there that maybe come to Power Evangelism Camp for a whole week in the summer next year? Why shouldn't I just go to some other camp? Why should I come to Power Evangelism Camp?
Power Evangelism Camp is it's one of a kind, you know. You can't, words can't really describe it, you know. You come here, first of all, you know, you're getting away from everything. You're not thinking about any stress or what you could have going on at home. If you're someone who has a job, you know, you're not thinking about that, or school, whoever you are, whatever stress you have at home, you won't be thinking about that at all. When you come to camp, it's about Jesus, you know. You're in activities, you get to interact with other people, you participate in activities that help you overcome your fears, and have faith, and most of all, the teachings and worshiping God, it just brings you closer to Jesus, and you have a deeper understanding of who God is.
Thank you so much, and appreciate what you do. Keep up with the good works for Jesus. Awesome. We're over here, and where are the other guys? We got some more guys. Oh, we got Mr. Levison. Levison, how you doing, buddy? How long have you been coming to youth camp?
Years now. I never miss a camp. So this is
it's like 12th year, maybe, since you were a kid?
Yeah.
How old were you first started coming to ministry?
14.
Now you're in your 20s?
I just turned 24.
Yeah. Wow. And what is your, every year?
The reason I keep coming to camp every year is because every year you experience something new, and most importantly, you get to meet new people. Even though you see them every day, but you don't get to interact with them as much as you do at camp, as you see them normally, because you have the time to actually sit down with them, talk about them, about personal stuff, and just have fun and serve Christ.
So what do you love most about the services?
The thing I like most about the service is how everybody pour out their hearts to God, and it's amazing to see young people at such young age, like from the smallest to the oldest, pouring out their hearts to God. Because I can't, you don't have to worry about nothing, yourself, and just be ready to serve God. And that's the best thing about camp, because it allows you to open your heart to God and cry out to God and seek Him like never before. Because back at home, Yes, we still worship God, but not as we do at camp, because we don't have to worry about nothing. People are judging you or nothing. It's just you and God.
There's no distractions here. You don't have to worry about getting up in the morning to work. You don't have to worry about anything. You just go to serve God, is what you're saying. Awesome. So what would you tell people, maybe saying, you know what, I don't know if I should go to Power Evangelism Camp next year, and they've been, I'm thinking about it. What should you tell people that are on the fence, that are thinking about coming to Power Evangelism Youth Camp? What should you tell the people out there listening? Say, you know what, I'm listening, this sounds awesome, I want to come to this, and why should they come, or what should motivate them to come next year?
You should come because every time you have here, it's not a waste of time. You're investing into your future. Because at camp, every word that the man of God teaches prepares you for the future. So coming here is preparing you for your future life. It doesn't matter how old you are, you learn something new every time you come to camp. Every teaching, every word, every part of the service, it allows you to learn something new and prepare you for your future.
That's very good advice. Thank you so much. Mr. Jay, I got a question for you, sir. Jay, how are you?
I'm good.
Jay's a very young, talented. This is your first youth camp coming to? A young adult youth camp?
My first time.
And how old are you, Jay?
I'm
18. So, and Jay plays the keyboard. He plays the guitar. He's very talented, a musical talent. So, what made you come this time? What do you like about the camp?
I'm gonna send me, you should come to the youth camp. This is great. It's fun. My God, I'll check it out. And then I came out, and it's very fun, very inspirational. You know, I feel closer to God from experiencing the camp than I was like at home or whatever. Because like, you know, you don't get a chance to. Like, you know, you're always working when you're at home and all this and that. So, like, when you're at camp, it's just you and God and other people that's with God. It's like, it's inspiring.
So, you said it's inspiring because there's a lot of distractions back home here. It's just you and God, and you see other people that are your same age, seeking God too. So, motivation to seek God. So, what was you like the services and what activities you enjoyed?
Fun activity I enjoyed was probably dodgeball. Yeah, dodgeball and then the zipline.
So dodgeball's been number one on the list today. The zipline, awesome. So what would you say to somebody, like, since you're new this year, first time, next year, you come back for the second time, motivation somebody listening to, you know what I'm talking about, in the same shoe, it's going to be fun. What should you tell somebody listening, you know what, if you've been here the first time, you've experienced it, what should you tell them to get them to come?
To motivate them, like if you're, like, young, just like me, I had second thoughts of coming, but, like, if you feel like you want to get closer to God or like that, like, I'll take this as an opportunity to do that, and you won't regret it.
You had second thoughts, but you overcame that, and you came, and are you happy you came now?
Definitely happy I came. I'll be next year for sure.
Thank you, man. You heard that. He's definitely happy he came here next year. Appreciate your time, man.
Just serve more, man. You're an awesome man.
The keys and the guitar. Hey, we're sitting here with those guys here. I'm here with Clovers, and this is your first time too, as well, right? Clovers, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
17 years young. Man, I remember I was 17. That's a long time ago. Yeah, a lot of life, anybody. So question, so who invited you to come? He's called him 16, right?
16.
Really, 17, right?
Yeah, 17 now.
I'm going to ask the story why the nickname is 16. Probably everybody's wondering already. So are you happy you came?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy. It's been a great experience. Working out every morning, workshop, feeling the spirit of God moving through your body is a really good experience.
Awesome. So, you've grown spiritually here this week, and what has been your most funnest time? And also, what have you learned most about God being here this week?
My funnest time is definitely the zipline. I had a lot of fun. And what I know about God is just have faith, believe in Him. And you shall go to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. So you can see. So, question. You also helped in the skit. I think you were the preacher in the skit. You did a good job. You looked good. Did you enjoy being the preacher in the skit?
Nice. The preacher. It was nice.
You got to be in the limelight, right? In the stage, the lights on. You got to lean on Jesus. I like it. So, would you motivate people to come back next year? What would you tell them next year to come back? It's about coming, they're listening out there. Would you tell them it's worth coming for the first time?
It's definitely worth coming. The experience, I mean, you're not going to waste your time. You have fun, you make new friends, and you have this, the Spirit of God with you. And the positive vibe here to keep you from outside, but people outside is really nice.
Awesome. So positive vibe, you have people that love the Lord, same age, and it's less distraction. You keep focused on Jesus. So that's all. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time. All right, we're going to talk to the men and invite them. We're going to interview him. His name is Emmanuel, 16, yes. Emmanuel, what's up, man? As known as 16. So thank you for evangelizing behind your friend Culver's, man. He's a nice guy. Get to know him. How many times have you been to camp now?
5-6 years.
5-6 times you've been here. So what motivates you to keep coming back, and what did you enjoy about this camp the most?
I enjoy dodgeball and the workshop and panel.
Workshop and panel, cool, and dodgeball. Everybody loves dodgeball, man. We should probably do that again for relief. And talking about the camp. So what motivated you to invite your friend in? Because God used you to invite him. You're his the same age, and you motivate him to come, and life has changed. You help increase his spiritual life, and his soul was impacted. What motivated you to invite your friend to come?
Because I see how good the experience is, and I want like other people to help come closer to God. Yeah.
That's amazing. You know what's amazing? In the health skit, his friend Clover, we're both like evangelist preachers. and together, and he invited his friend. He said something very proper. He doesn't want to be selfish with what he's learning here. He wants other people to experience it. He's experienced. That's amazing. If we can get everybody to do that, we'll have 1,000 people easily coming to these camps or more. Wow, we'll keep winning more souls. So what would you tell people that are maybe on the fence about coming, they've never been, and they're thinking, well, should I go to Power Ranger Youth Camp or not? What would you tell them that's going to be them to come next year?
I'll tell them it's worth it. Like, you get to do stuff that you probably never did before, and it's a good experience to get close to the God.
So, well, I have to ask this closer to your life earlier, so I hope you gotta give me the correct answer. So how did you get the name 16? It's stuck like Chuck. How did you get this name 16? And you kind of went along with it, let people do it. I think you're cool with it now. You're right with it, even though you probably don't like it sometimes, but I think it's 16. How did you get that name? And you can give us the cool version if you want. Nobody can say this. Your version. The way you tell us, we're going to stick with it. Somebody else want to tell us that. We're going to stick with that, okay? So tell us how you got 16. You can make it as cool as you want to be.
All right, so it was last year at camp.
And it was actually last year at camp. Wow, it happened at camp, okay.
Yeah, and then so it was me and this other young man called Jaheim.
Oh, it happened.
To their own. And I guess they were talking about some grown man stuff.
Oh, so you're in the big boys' rooms, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're in the meeting room. You're 16 or 13. Okay, I understand. Late night of 16, I've been stuck ever since.
And I think Johnny Brown's on, like, 13 now.
He had a nickname when he was going to the older kids' rooms, trying to hang out with the big guys. They're a little older than him. And him and the younger guy, and they called him, and they said, oh, you're only 16. He actually really was 16, so it kind of fits him. That's been a thing going on since. Well, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. We're going to be somebody else here. We got, his name is Ravens. He is a great basketball player. So, Ravens, tell us, is this your first camp?
Yeah.
How old are you?
16.
So, you really are 16. He's really 17. So, Ravens, I want to ask you a question on what motivated you to come to camp this year, and what did you enjoy the most about it? So we're here with Ravens Back Live here in the Iowa camp at Sunstream. We're in Iowa seeking the Lord here, having a great time at Power Franchise Extreme Faith Youth Camp 2K19, being the young adults here. So I'm here with Ravens, and you're 17 years old. So tell us what motivated you to come to camp this for the first time this year, and what have you enjoyed growing spiritually, and what have you been having fun? Tell us about that.
I came because I heard Apostle talking about it in church, so I wanted to try something new because I never left Florida before. And spiritually, before I didn't really go to, I used to go to church, but like now, I didn't understand the Bible at first, really, because I'll just read it and it'll go out the other year, but now I can understand it more. Yeah.
You see young people, you see practical examples on stage, you stuff that makes more sense to you now? What you learned here in about God this week?
About soul winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned how to, like, try to convince people and how they can change.
Winning souls, that's good. I hope you enjoyed that. It's awesome. So awesome. And also, I see you play basketball. You're really good. Did you enjoy playing basketball?
Yeah.
Do you see yourself playing basketball for Jesus in the future?
Yeah.
So if God gives you a scholarship to a Division I college, or maybe you make it to NBA, if that's God's will for your life, well, only God knows, would you give God the glory and use your platform or talent to bless God and tell people about Jesus?
Yeah.
You're going a lot of souls to Jesus if you ever make it in basketball, right? So what would you tell other young people that may be thinking about coming to camp next year and not thinking, since you enjoyed yourself, why should they come?
It's always good to try something new.
Yeah. Always good to try something new. So next year?
Yeah.
All right. So what was your most fun activity, and what else did you enjoy about it?
I like ziplining the most, and I like how everybody in the church got together and danced.
So you like everybody getting together, fellowship, and dancing, like a zip line. That's cool. Well, thanks for your time, man. Keep hooping. You got a great baseball game. Enjoy. Awesome. Hey, guys, we're here. And we're going to go find someone to interview. And while the guys are... We appreciate your time. And we've had a great camp so far. It's been amazing. I just can't thank God enough for what God's doing. This has been an amazing time here. It's going by so fast. You know, even though we go through things, God is amazing. You see what God's done to young people. This is priceless. You can't put a price tag on these souls. God is amazing. How He's touched these lives of young people, and all of them love the Lord, and their lives have changed. we're going to keep talking to a few more people. We have Jerry here. Hello, Jerry. How you doing, man? Are you enjoying camp?
Every year.
When did you first start? How old were you when you first started camping the camp? Well, how many years ago?
High school year, I was 18,
about
19.
And how old are you now?
23. How old am I? Yeah, I'm 23.
So you've been coming here for about 5 years. So what made you? What do you enjoy about this camp? Spiritually and also for the fun factor. What have you enjoyed?
For me personally, it has been changing. I could say that if it wasn't for camp, I would have been dead right now. And I remember after high school, I came, and then since that day, I got touched, and I said, I can't miss it. I gotta come back.
So you heard what he said, guys. He said he would have been dead in the streets or wherever else the devil was gonna take him, but God changed his life, and he's even got better at basketball.
He was just amazing.
So what do you enjoy about the fun factor of the camp?
Well, everything. Everything is great. Everything is amazing. You know, every year is getting better and better.
Let me ask you a question. So what would you tell somebody maybe they're like in high school, just kind of high school, like maybe they're living their life up, doing what they want to do? Doing all the things in the world, and they hear about Power Evangelism Youth Camp, Young Adult Camp, and for next year, and they're like on the verge of coming. Tell them right now why they should come.
Well, like I said before, for me, it has been a life-changing experience, because it's like I said, if it wasn't for camp, I would have been dead by now. So I don't care what is it that you're doing, because I remember before I started coming to camp, I used to think that it was boring, because it was like church people and stuff like that, because that was my mindset. And after I came, I said it was the best decision I ever made in my life. So my advice to you is that don't miss it, because the moment you come, you're not going to regret it.
Thank you so much, Jerry. We're going to go back live to the man of God now, and he's going to close up the show. Thank you all for tuning in and listening to these live interviews. It's been amazing. Enjoy the rest of the Spiritual Darkness Radio program right here Saturday, every Saturday, 89.9 FM, and the Church of Ghosts at the Palm Beach. Here's the man of God, Apostle Ronald Sully.
Thank you so much, Pastor Donald, for interviewing all these wonderful people. That's just a fraction of people that I've interviewed. There's a lot of people that we did not interview. As of time, I need to share the word here with you, what God is doing, what's happening in this hour. These are the last days, and we know Jesus is coming back soon. And what's the amazing thing about the gospel being preached today is that you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. The prayer number is 561-337-9018. What God is doing is amazing, and we are excited to be reaching souls throughout the world. I just came back from preaching in the big to the Bahamas, and God did powerful things there. Now we're preaching in another nation. The Lord is doing mighty things for His glory, and we see what sort of God did in camp here was such amazing. And we give God glory. It's not a walk of a man, but a walk of the Holy Spirit. We're in Iowa, and we do have a big conference coming up in 2019 at the Convention Center, September the 13th and the 14th. It's going to be an amazing conference. God's going to be doing mighty things for His glory in Jesus' name. It's not a man, but the Holy Spirit. I want to thank God for what He's doing, and what the Lord is doing is super great. Because what's happening is the Lord is looking for people that are hungry.
You know, if you're hungry and fasting for God, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, because the move of God is super amazing. And Jesus Christ has given us the mandate. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So the answer is to call. That's the answer. The answer is to call. Jesus Christ, never stop calling him. Never stop calling Jesus, because Jesus is on the is coming back soon. Whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. So the answer is calling. Call upon the Lord, and he will answer thee. So how do you call the Lord? You call him in faith. You call him in submission. You call him in submission. So that's the key. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So in Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So to know God and to love him is a demonstration of his of faith. But without faith, it is impossible to preach the gospel. We must preach the gospel. If we don't preach the gospel, souls will not be saved. If we don't preach the gospel, souls will not be delivered. If we don't preach the gospel, souls cannot be transformed. And the other thing which is very important that I want to really emphasize is supporting the work of God financially. You know, it costs a lot of money to buy airtime. We're on 5 different radio stations, on television stations, preaching the gospel. So you may want to talk about ministry. As a minister, to a minister to help you, we don't get free airtime. We have to pay for it. It's $1,000. You can partner with our ministry. Some of you have really been blessed through this program. Some of you are praying up there to sow your seed, because the gospel must be preached. And how can it be preached if nobody steps up by faith to do it? But we need your support and your prayers and your support financially. So if you're led to sow seed into our ministry to help us more souls and to bring you such good things, simply go to our website. It's www.powerevangelism.net. That's the website. And there's your donation on our website. And it will be processed securely, because God is moving and is blessing us. And is equipping us with the Spirit. Because the preaching of the cross in the end of times is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. And we don't do this for the money, we do it for the souls. Because the souls must be saved. Don't make an altar call for you to give your life to Jesus today. Because, you know, I believe that if you give your life to Jesus today, it's going to really establish your relationship with the Lord. That's where it begins. Our relationship with the God at the time of confession and receiving Jesus in the heart as a will of something. So we're going to do this more practically, you know, because if you look at what's happening in the world today, the threat of a nuclear war, God forbid, also the rise in the natural disasters, the earthquakes in California, the tension between America and Israel, anything, America and Iran, God forbid, there will never be tension between America and Israel. I meant to see Iran is against Israel and the United States. But because of America is more like a big brother that is going to defend Israel and looks out for the benefits of Israel to make sure that Israel is safe, and the world hates Israel. Look at that happened at the UN when they tried to condemn Israel. Every time they try to do that, U.S. vetoes that condemnation. And the Iranians are threatening to enrich uranium to be able to like a nuclear bomb. So, it's geared towards intimidation and also geared towards pushing the Antichrist agenda. But what does the Bible say? And this gospel shall be preached as a witness, then the end shall come. So, with these signs that are happening in the world, think about it. If Christ is not preached to people, the most important value of the asset that God has on earth these people, not the gold, not the silver, not the tons of money that are in your bank account. The most valuable asset God has on earth is people, souls. So once they die and live this life, where do they go? They go to hell without knowing Jesus. And once they leave this life, when they know Christ, where do they go? They go to heaven. So, if souls are the most valuable asset that God has on earth, we have to invest. So when you give for the gospel, you're investing in a lasting harvest. Your harvest is going to be here on earth and the world to come. But I mean the world to come, life after, you know, when the Lord returns, the establishes is all on earth. So you can reap the harvest here and the world to come. Why is it important for us to invest in souls? Because when you leave this world, you don't take the buildings with you. You don't take all those gold mines with you. What you take is the people. Some guys are going to count your harvest, your reward. What did you do for somebody else? What did you invest in somebody else? So we have a role to play as God's children to bring the gospel to the world. And I want to encourage you to give your life to Jesus today. This is out of my voice. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I want you to put it in your heart. Sing yourself to me. Oh, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And I am born again. I renounce my iniquity. I renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I am born again. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, now you are born again. Let Christ be your Savior, your number one goal to develop a relationship with, to love Him, to fellowship with Him, to know Him, to do His will. Jesus Christ died for you, that you may live for Him. So since He died for you, you may live for Him, may your footsteps be ordered by Christ. May you live to please the Lord. In Jesus' name. So we come to you on this station every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And we're going to be every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock and enjoy our broadcast. Enjoy our program. It's such an amazing program. Go to our website, www.evangelism.net, and you'll be able to connect with us. The website, also follow me on Facebook. Just type in Apostle Ronald Rosali, or you can type in Ronald Rosali, Power of Evangelism. If you find me on Facebook, you can also follow me on Twitter. You can also follow me on Instagram. Just type in my name. We want to stay in touch. Also, download the app called Periscope. When you get the Periscope app, you'll be able to fellowship, catch me when I do teachings. It's easy to find this app on your web, on your phone, and the Apple Play or Android or Google Play. So, I'll be back next week to bring you next starting program in a matter of time. It just will remind you, Jesus is loving you. He's coming back soon. But leave our crusade at the Convention Center, September 13th and 14th. I look forward to see you there. We have wonderful people coming in, Steve Brock coming in, other great men of God to come join me. We have a wonderful time. It's going to be super amazing. What God's going to do is super amazing. God bless you so much. And this is Sally, and I'm happy that I was able to come to you live from Ireland at the South Spring Camp where there are a lot of young people here. And we'll be back again next week at the same time to bring you exciting programming. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Christian Darkness, and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.